Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pat Sierratt. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ralph Weigel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill White. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill White. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesce. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Stan Spence. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ellis Kinder. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ellis Kinder. And now, play ball. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baker. The throw from Tebbets and he is out, Stevens applying the tag. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a line drive towards first. Goodman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesce fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio takes first base on ball four. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. DiMaggio moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. DiMaggio scores. Pesce moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pesce scores. Williams moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr takes first base on ball four. Williams moves to third. Stevens moves to second. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Weigel reaches second base with a double. Hodgen moves to third. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder strikes out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pesce takes first base on ball 4. DiMaggio moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Hodgen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. DiMaggio scores. Pesce moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kinder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-1 in the game. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lupien for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Spence moves to second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Spence moves to third. Two outs. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder is 0-for-1 in the game. Kinder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-1 in the game. Sierra strikes out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodgson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Stevens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sierra. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Pesky goes all the way around to score. It's 4 to nothing, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbutt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Weigel hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bertie Tebbutt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbutt is 0 for 2 in the game. Tebbutt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Tebbutt reaches second base with a double. Goodman goes all the way around to score. It's 5 to nothing, Red Sox. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder is 0 for 2 in the game. Kinder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into left field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-2 in the game. Lupien hits a line drive into right field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Mulder now pitching. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pesky hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Philly. Pesky reaches second base with a double. Hodgen throws the ball into Baker, who tags Pesky trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Stevens hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Philly. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Stevens scores. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Doerr moves to third. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spence strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright pinch hits for Patsy Arrett. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright now playing right field. Ralph Hodgen now playing left field. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman strikes out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder is 0-for-3 in the game. Kinder hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Weigel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway pinch hits for Glenn Mulder. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman juggles the ball. That's an error on Goodman. Baker moves to second. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-3 in the game. Lupien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baker scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lupien moves to second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lupien scores. Appling moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Philly hits a line drive into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Haynes now pitching. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-3 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Weigel hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.